Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW. I'm Andy Morrison, and each week we focus on a topic important to our communities. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. Happy to have on the phone with me this morning, Michelle Ellis. And Michelle is the Adult Education Coordinator at Turning Point Education Center, which is a part of the Open Arms Christian Ministries located in Switz City, Indiana. And good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Did I get all of those titles correct on your business card there?
You did.
All right. Very good. Well, kind of give us an overview first of the Christian Ministries located up there in Greene County.
Okay. Open Arms Christian Ministries it's kind of like an umbrella, and there's different segments under it. One of the things that we do is license foster parents in order to be foster parents for the state of Indiana, and then we place children with those foster parents while the biological parents are working on getting things together and getting their children back. So we also do some adoption. We also have a girls' home, which is called the Miriam Home, and that's located on the Switz City campus. We have the school, which is the Turning Point Education Center. That is an adult education site for ages 16 and up, and they're working on high school equivalency, also several certifications, which we can talk about in more depth here in just a little bit. And then we have the boys' home that's going to be opening hopefully next month, and that is in the Lions location, and that is at the used to be the nursing home building in Lyons.
Okay, very good. Well, that's a lot going on under one umbrella. How did you get involved with Christian Ministries up there in Greene County?
Open Arms, it started in 1985, and it was part of the Indiana Children's Home, and we just started growing from there because we saw these children that were coming in, and we were serving teenagers, and we saw that they were being moved around quite a bit and getting further and further behind in school. So at that point, it's like, what can we do to get them caught up? Because they were not graduating. They were going to be too old. So then we started working on high school equivalency, is what it's called now. It used to be called the GED. Mm-hmm. And we started working on that, and then we saw the need for the public. We had public and community coming in and saying, hey, we'd like to get a GED too. So that made us open the doors to the public and not just our own foster children that we serve. Once we was offering that GED, then we saw in Greene County and the surrounding counties the need for certifications, with a lot of employers needing those vocational certificates and certifications. And so then we started partnering with different members of the community. We partner with Eagle Rail in Washington. We partner with Cornelius Corn Pro in Elnora. In Odin, we partner with Wagler Competition and also Wagler Raceway in Lyons, Glenburn Nursing Home in Linton, Hale Automotive in Linton. So the idea is to get those industry-recognized certifications and then go straight to work.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to talk in-depth a little bit about all of those classes that you just talked about. And I assume that all of those classes are under the umbrella of the Turning Point Education Center. Would that be correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the Turning Point Education Center, because it's kind of its own segment under the umbrella of the the Open Arms Christian Ministries.
Yes. The Turning Point Education Center is an adult education site approved by the state of Indiana, and it is unfunded under DWD, which is Work One. And the goal there is to get individuals or students ages 16 and up to go with the next step of their life after their education. So we work on high school equivalency, and then we also give the ACCUPLACER for Ivy Tech and VU. We work on the military exam. If a student's interested, we study the ASVAB to join the military. We do the industry recognized certifications, and those are CNA, CNC, welding, automotive, teaching assistant, and we are working on a CDL program currently.
So you got a lot going on up there.
We do. Since July, we've served 120 students. Last year, we graduated over 100, which was more than any of the local schools in this area.
Wow.
But we were fortunate enough to have, we just had a local church, the Christian church, allows us to use their building for graduation, and we had over 600 attend.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yes.
And this is all going on in and around the little town of Switz City, Indiana.
Yes. Senator Todd Young gave our commencement speech. It was a really great event. We hold graduation once a year.
That's fantastic. Now, we're talking this morning with Michelle Ellis. Michelle is the Adult Education Coordinator with the Open Arms Christian Ministries, and also a portion of that is the Turning Point Education Center, which we're going to focus on here in just a moment. But Michelle, tell me, who are taking these classes? Are these folks that are wanting to learn something new, or folks that have lost a job and are looking for a job? Kind of tell me who the clientele is for these classes.
Well, Andy, it's all the above. We have some 16-year-olds that just public school is not a good fit for them, and we hold classes during the day for them, kind of a set schedule, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 2 for them. But we also have the working individuals, and we hold classes of an evening at the Linton Work One office, and we offer some distance education if their employment does not allow them to attend classes. We also have some classes at the Greene County Jail and at the Community Work Release or Community Corrections in Greene County. We serve pretty much all of Greene County, and we have some Sullivan County students. We serve ages 16 and up, but our students last year age in range from 16 to 74.
Wow.
And they, some students already have a high school diploma, and they're just wanting certifications to get better employment. Some of them already have employment, but the certification's going to get them a raise.
Okay.
So any student for the certification, any potential student ages 18 and up that do not hold a bachelor's degree are absolutely free. There is no cost to them.
Wow. Say that again, because I know the term free just caught somebody's attention. Say that sentence that you just said again.
Ages 18 and up, if you do not have a bachelor's degree, there is absolutely no fee for you.
Wow.
For the classes or to earn your certification.
Well, that is a fantastic service. Now, somebody somewhere on along the line is paying the freight, as it were. How is all of this, the free class time and things, how is all of that funded?
The ages 18 and up for the certification is Next Level Jobs program.
Okay.
That the governor has. And we are a next level job provider, but if the individual or the potential student does not qualify for next level jobs, we are still funded by DWD, which is, and those students are paid for basically by that grant from the state that we receive to run.
Okay, very good. Well, that is fantastic. And you answered my question about if this was only for Greene County, but stress again that it's really not just for residents of Greene County.
It is not just residents of Greene County. Most counties have their own adult education sites, but they offer different certifications. Mm-hmm. So I currently have two students from Washington that drive here for our welding class. And I have a student from Elnora that drives here for a CNC class, and I have a couple Sullivan County students. So all of the local counties can take part as well. And it just depends on what certification their interest is in. If I cannot offer that certification, or if I do not have that class and they're interested in something, I may send them to Monroe County. Mm-hmm. So it's the same program for all of the state, and different counties are offering different certifications.
Okay, very good. Well, before we go any further, we need to get folks some contact information. If they're hearing this for the first time and they're interested, like I was when I first heard about it, what's the first step? If someone's hearing this and they say, gosh, that would be so nice to have such and such certification, what's the first step? Walk me through the process.
The first step is to call the office at 812-659-2533. Let us know what program you're interested in, and we will set up an appointment. Each student is case-by-case basis. We meet with them and find out what they're interested in. We do an assessment in reading, writing, and math. It's on the computer. There's no essay. It's multiple choice. It is not a test. It's just to see where they're scoring and what they're going to be lacking in order to get into that program, or if they are needing help at all. Some of them are ready to go. We have students that come in and get a high school diploma in 2 weeks and they're gone, and we have others that take a few months. Mm-hmm. The certifications all run at different amounts, so the welding takes 7 to 8 weeks and you get American Welding Society certified. The CNC is your NIM certification. That one takes 9 to 10. The automotive is ASE. That one's about 7 to 8 weeks. The CNA is your State of Indiana CNA license, and that one's a 4-week program. So it just depends when you call. We'll set up that appointment, and it just depends on which program you're interested in.
Okay, is this kind of an open enrollment kind of thing where you just kind of jump in where you start, or are there set dates and times for each of these classes, or tell me how that works?
Again, it depends on which one you're interested in. Mm-hmm. The high school equivalency is open enrollment. We start classes every Monday for that. And like I said, some of those students come in, they're here a couple weeks and gone. Some of them, you know, may take a couple months. We also have the open enrollment at Work One. If you're interested in high school equivalency, you can just show up at Work One at Linton, 5:30 or 5 to 9. I'm sorry, not 5:30, 5 to 9 p.m. Tuesdays mm-hmm. and Thursdays, and you would just show up there and enroll on that one. For the certifications, they are ran different times of the year.
Okay.
The next certification for welding, CNA, CNC, and automotive, they all start in January.
Okay,
we're taking enrollments now.
I will say that. So that's coming right up. So if you're interested yes. in those, and we're gonna break them down here in just a moment. But you need to be making that phone call, and give me that phone number again.
812-659-2533.
All right, very good. Well, let's break it down. You said that for the AWS Certified Welder class, you've actually teamed up with one of our local businesses here in Washington, and that is Eagle Rail Car. And kind of tell me a little bit how that partnership came to be.
We visited with, when I say we, myself and some of my teachers visited with Eagle Rail, and they were needing some welders, and we had just started our welding program. So one of the things that we had partnered with them about was the student completes their American Welding Society certification, then we have the applications to Eagle Rail here, and we would fill those out, do the background checks, and send them on to Eagle Rail with a copy of their welding certification. So that would get them in the door, and they were guaranteed an interview.
Wow, very good. And not only with the Eagle Rail Car, according to the information here, it's also Corn Pro, which is Cornelius Fabrications as well. So either of those yes. have teamed up with this certified welder program. That's fantastic.
Yes.
And then you've teamed up with another kind of, well, more or less a local business here up in the Odin area is Waggler Competition. And if folks are not familiar, that's a big diesel performance company based out of Odin, Indiana, and they're in with the CNC and the Machine Center Production. So kind of tell me about that partnership.
Yes, Jeremy and Jessica Wagler partnered with us. They had some interest in the education program, also through the racetrack, which is called Wagler Raceway. Mm-hmm. And we had decided to move our welding to that facility. So the welding classes are located at the raceway or the racetrack in Lyons.
Right.
And then that brought an idea for the CNC partnership. So the student actually comes to our location for the computer and the book part, but then they go to Wagler competition in Odin Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for the hands-on training.
Gotcha. That's actually, go ahead.
They are actually working on the machine, learning how to run the machines and all of the tools, so that when they get out in the field, they've already got their certification, right, and they've got that hands-on experience that employers are looking for.
Yeah, that's actually how I learned about this program. I do some side work up there with Jeremy at the Wagler Motorsports Park, and he showed me the facility where the certified welder program is going to be going on. And it's just like walking into I don't even know how to describe it, but it's clean, it's new, it's just an amazing facility that you guys have built up there.
We're very pleased with it and the partnership with Wagler.
Yeah, Jeremy is he's not afraid to jump in with both feet, is he?
No, he isn't.
It's good to have.
And the welding is a 95% success rate on students earning their certification. They are not just earning a flat level now. They are earning vertical, horizontal, and flat level welding certifications. So the student has an opportunity for all three certifications.
Wow. Well, Michelle, we're getting down close to time, believe it or not, but I do want to touch on some of these other classes that are coming up. One of them, you've teamed up with Hale Automotive, which I believe is based out of Linton, Indiana, and that's for the ASE certification. I know that's a big one if you want to work on cars anywhere.
Yes, it is, and there is a high demand for that. That program, I mean, that one's just a lot of people come in and they show interest in it, and they just are really striving in that one as well. He has a great facility there with all the tools required, so there is no tools or cost to the student on the automotive program either. And it takes about 7-8 weeks, and that program is only 2 days a week.
Gotcha. Okay. And then a couple more here. The teaching assistant. I know that may be something that folks are interested in. Tell me about the teaching assistant program.
That program, they come in and we do the assessment and see where they are, and that is your paraprofessional license. So once they're ready to take that exam, we go to Bloomington, to Broadview Learning Center, and we take that exam there. We partner with Green Sullivan Special Ed Co-op, so as soon as they earn that parapro license and they're ready to do their teaching assistant, the co-op starts them out at $12.36 an hour. And they are also getting their sub-license, but they, with the Green County Co-op, they serve Green and Sullivan, so all the local schools have a chance to hire them.
Wow. Very good. And then the last one we'll talk about today, and I'm sure you have way more going on than just these, but is the Certified Nursing Assistant. I know healthcare is always looking for people that know how to do things. Tell me about the CNA class.
The CNA class is a 4-week program. It's partnered with Glen Burn Nursing in Linton, and they've been a real joy to work with, also just real supportive. We have 1 week of the students here at the Turning Point location, and in that first week, they're earning their CPR first aid, universal precautions, their food safety, their HIPAA training. There's some soft skills there, and learning what a CNA is and does and how you can promote from there. And then the next 3 weeks, they go to Glen Burn for their learning their clinical side and their hands-on. And then the state comes in and gives them their test. test. And we pay, on all of our certifications, we pay for their test as well. It is included in. So their testing fee for two attempts is included in. There's no fee for that either.
Wow. Well, that is an amazing service that you have going on up there. And, of course, you're based out of Switz City, Indiana, which if folks know where Switz City is, it's basically an intersection.
Yes. We have a P.O. box at Switz City and a Switz City phone number and a Bloomfield fiscal address. We are just right on the line.
You are indeed on the line. Well, that is fantastic. I hope that people kind of took notice. I want to one more time throw out the phone number, and I want you to stress how much this costs for a person to get involved and potentially get a certificate maybe that they need to, as you said, get a job or advance in their current job. Tell me those two things again.
Correct. Students age 18 and up that do not hold a bachelor's degree or above in college, and those students, just potential students, just need to call the office at 812-659-2533. Let us know what program you're interested in, and we'll set an appointment for registration and sit down and see if we can help and get you in the next program. There is absolutely no fee for those students. Also, the testing fee for the certification is covered. So two attempts, no fee. The website is www.openarmschristian.com, and you would just click on the Turning Point.
That is amazing. I can't believe all the things that you guys have going on up there. And I'm sure we have just scratched the surface.
Yes. The great thing is all of these certifications have partners and employers waiting to hire them. They do not have to look for employment. They do not have to go to them, but the opportunity is there.
Fantastic. Well, Michelle, I'm going to give you the last word here as we wrap up Focus on the Community this weekend. Anything that we didn't cover that you certainly want to get out there this morning?
I think we pretty much covered it as much as we could. It's a lot of program. Like I said, we're working on the CDL and hope to get that in, but we just appreciate all of our partners and appreciate, you know, our work. We work with Work One in Linton, so they can direct you here as well. And we're just glad to be giving this opportunity to the community.
Well, it
and
is.
God bless.
It is a fantastic community. And Michelle, thank you very much for your time today, letting us know about all of the things going on at the Christian Ministries, Open Arms Christian Ministries, based out of Switz City. And Michelle, of course, is the adult education coordinator at Turning Point Education Center, which is part of the Open Arms Christian Ministry. Michelle, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
All right. Focus on the Community is sponsored each weekend by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9, 101.3 FM, and 1580 AM. You can also listen to or download a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Andy Morrison, inviting you to tune in every weekend to WAMW as we focus on the community.